Thank you for giving me some of your attention. I really appreciate that. I will give you hopefully some actionable steps you can take in these videos when it comes to how to talk to teenagers. And today we're at number three, about two really important words. Before I tell you that, I would like to tell you something else I discovered, which I'm 97.8% sure that I discovered it myself. If I didn't, I'm sorry if I don't give credit to the owner, but I really think I discovered it. So, in my book, 7 Steps to a Positive Change in Your Teenager, I write about this. It's linked down below. And it's all about building the relationship, right, with your teenagers to stop the fighting, build the relationship, make them happier, maybe techniques to make them do tasks at home, and so on. And there it's, how do you build a good relationship with teenagers or anyone? Many people think that in order to have a good relationship with someone, they need to like you. And that's not wrong. It's kind of true. But the secret behind a super relationship is not that they like you. The secret is that they like themselves better in your company. That's back to the self-esteem, people liking themselves. If you can make them like themselves better when you are talking to them, that's magic. And that's what my book and these videos and podcasts are all about. That's the whole thing. Everything boils down to that. Loving themselves and they like themselves better in your company. Ooh, that's important. So what's the two words you can say? Number three today, the two words are, and when I used to, I don't do it as much. I now work with more grown-ups who want to lose their fear of public speaking. When I did work with teenagers one-to-one, I would say that this technique may be the most powerful tool in my toolbox. So this is really good. I learned this when I was doing my coaching certification back in 2006 or 7 or something. Here's what you say to your child. Let's say, let's call her Anne. Anne, and using the name, people react to the name. I've been thinking about a thing, and it's clear to me that you are, and a compliment. You are creative. You are resourceful. You are kind. You are funny. You are whatever is true when it comes to your child. When we give a compliment, we often say, oh, that was funny, or that was creative. And that's not wrong. Well, maybe it is, because you do point out the activity. And Anne feels seen when she did something, which is, should be a little careful about that. So make sure that they don't associate their value with being clever and being perfect. So it's much better to say, Anne, I've been thinking about one thing. You are really creative. And then you speak to something she is. No matter if she did something creative or not, it's something that lives inside of her. No matter what she does of activities. So The two words are you are, and the third word, which is the compliment that you want to give your child. I will give you one now. You're watching or listening to this, and I would say, you are caring. Are you a caring person? I'm quite sure you are. You wouldn't have listened or watched to this if you weren't a caring person. It feels nice to say, and it feels really nice to hear. That's number three of the seven things that your child needs to hear from you. Okay? Please subscribe if you want to get more content. If you like this, then it will, you know, show up in your feed. And also, please use my email if you want to ask me a question. As I told you, I'm working mostly now with people losing their fear of public speaking. I've developed a method that works really well. I do take on a few either grown-ups or their teenagers. So you can ask me about that too. I don't do a whole lot of it. It's mostly my book now. But if you want to check it out, sure, you can send me an email and we'll talk. Okay. Thank you for your attention.